One thing you didn't tell about your uncle, about the Blue Parka man and his stabbing.
Well, I don't know enough facts.
I wonder if anybody gave the story of the Blue Parka man.
I have no knowledge of that.
Oh,
the Blue Parka man?
Blue Parka.
Yeah, he was a hold-up man.
There at Clary, he would... There, was it Clary Summit, or there that rock outcropping there? He would watch, you could see roads coming from all different ways, and he'd see the miners coming in with their gold, and he would hold them up, and he held up a lot of people, and he always wore this blue parka, so nobody knew who he was.
I was not aware ever of that.
They finally figured out who he was, but they couldn't get enough evidence on any one item to actually get a conviction. But they had him in jail while they were investigating or something. He got excited, I guess, and anyway, he stabbed Harold's uncle, who was a jail guard there.
Is that?
I don't know, I guess he darn near killed him.
He stabbed him 20-some times. He's a tough old buzzard.
And so then of course they got him on the stabbing and sent him to prison, the federal prison in the States here. Seems to me that he tried to escape through the sewer and was drowned. I think that was what finally happened to him. And I don't remember what his name was, but I've heard.
What period of time would this
tell
be?
Me this. Back in the early, probably about 1906 or 7, something like that.
Oh, uh-huh.
Before my time there.
I never heard anything in that.
But Hose was there, I think.
It was. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. You know, it's a small world. I ran into a man here in Kennewick many years before I went to Alaska. He was talking one day and said he'd been in Alaska, and I told him, well, I had an uncle there, Pete Peterson. Oh, yes, he says, I remember Pete. He says, I walked into the jail there one day, and they had Pete laid out on a slab. He'd been stabbed by one of the prisoners that had escaped. They had him laid out for dead, but I looked at him a little while, he said, and I saw his fingers twitch. So I went in and I told him, Pete isn't dead. So they worked on him and revived him, and he survived.
Isn't that remarkable?
Man, I tell you.
Yeah, old Crazy Brown used to be a contractor here in Kennewick. And he worked in Alaska for many years.
Yeah.